It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God, and we're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read all the chapter once again. We've done that for several weeks now, but I believe that you're becoming familiar with the Word of God, which is wonderful. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read the full chapter through verse 31. Then we're going to read the first three verses of chapter 2. So please that you'd open your Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 1. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and begin to read at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth," and it was so. The earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the sea, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of the scripture. Father, I thank you for your word. It's wonderful to come together and enjoy this time. Again, thank you for it. Guide and lead us through it, Lord. It is wonderful to open your word and be able to have the opportunity and the freedom to do it anywhere, anytime. Thank you, Father, for that, and please that we do not neglect such an opportunity. Now, guide and lead us as we study through these verses of Scripture. We have read through the first chapter and into the second chapter several times now, and it's wonderful, Father, as we continue to work through the creation, the way you have spoken into existence. And I hope, Father, that many folks have understood at this point that the evolutionists and the scientists that try to prove otherwise are going contrary to the Word of God. So help us, Father, today to know your Word, speak it clearly, speak it truthfully, and come by faith to follow you. Father, I thank and praise you for your Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at these wonderful words of Scripture, and we're going to continue once again. We spent some time last time we were together, and we looked at the some of the opinion as far as a gap theory. We looked at the ways that the evolutionists try to prove their case. And last time we were together, we looked at how the fossils found their way in the level of strata in the earth, and how that it was compressed, how the pressure was applied, and it was because of the flood, Noah's flood, the flood that came in about 1,000 years into the after God had created, spoke into existence the world, and the world was so wicked that God had no choice but to destroy it. And he started again with Noah, his wife, and his three sons, and their three wives, and then the animals that were upon the ark. We'll be looking at that in the sixth and seventh chapter of the book of Genesis when we get that far. But right now, we're going to continue to look at the creation. And I hope that you can see that that the scientists are trying so, they're spending so much time trying to defend their way instead of just looking to the truth and believing it. I hope today that you are beginning to look to the truth, the Word of God, and come by faith. We're going to look now because I want you to see something that we're talking about here. And as we have read through the first and into the second chapter, there's something that we have in that literal days. We are not talking about six ages. We are talking about six literal days. If you'll look at these verses of Scripture, you'll find in the fifth verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. Look to the eighth verse. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse 13. The evening and the morning were the third day. Verse 19, the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And verse 31, And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Wonderful, as we look through six literal days of creation, not six ages, not six time periods, but six literal days. We need to know that as we look through this wonderful time, that Jonah, as it said in his book, that he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, that 3 days and three nights is literal. It is a literal time, a literal period. You'll find that in Jonah chapter 1, verse 7, where he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. You also find the Lord Jesus himself making note of this, referring to the coming of the crucifixion in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And so as we look to those days, those literal days, it is very important that you see that. And also we have many feast days, and they are listed per day. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, for instance, is a certain number of days, seven literal days. And so as we look at the creation here, six literal days, not six ages, it is the very same word that we find in the book of Jonah, in the book of Matthew, concerning these six literal days. The reason for the time periods or ages is because somewhere folks need to add the millions or billions of years. If you don't like the gap theory, you have to do something with it. You know, the gap theory evolution is to evolve from nothing to what we have today. You talk about an imagination. You really have to have an imagination if you believe that. To come by faith to the Lord Jesus and believe that he spoke the world as we know it, and what we have today from the smallest plant to the sun, the moon, to the human body, all that was spoken into existence. God created man. Wonderful, as we look at this first couple chapters of the book of Genesis. So please, that you just believe the truth and say that this old world is about 6,000 years old, and the world was created in six literal days, and then just say amen. You know, it's something how that the very scientists that know all about the carbon dioxide and the oxygen, the plants absorb carbon dioxide and give out oxygen, the animals absorb the oxygen and give out the carbon dioxide. A perfect bounce. Now, did everything just evolve all at the same time? It can't, because there would be no life without the plants or without the animals. And yet the scientists and those that speak of evolution and talk about the gap theory, they are ones that want us to believe that things just slowly happen. Now, many folks that believe, I don't want to misrepresent many folks that have placed thousands of millions of years in this the gap theory between verse 1 and verse 2, they believe in six literal days of creation. They just believe that there's a span between the two. I don't think that's what the scripture is teaching us, but many of those do. It's not necessarily that a person believes in the gap theory that they also believe in evolution, because that's not so. I'm sure some do, but many that believe in the gap theory between verse 1 and verse 2 do not believe in evolution. They do trust the Word of God to be six literal days. I hope that you just look to the Word of God and don't try to add something to it. Don't try to read in more than we have in between verse 1 and verse 2. And also that you can look to see that this is six literal days. And again, some wonderful examples we have is just the plant life and the animal life, how that one helps the other to survive, to live. When man walks away from God, they will quickly leave the Word of God. So now man needs to come up with a plan or a theory. They have discounted the flood. They've discounted the six literal days of creation. You know, a willing ignorance of the Bible will bring such false teaching as that. And so if you say that I believe the Bible, but you also believe in, and you lack the six, believing in the six literal days, or you believe in evolution, you can't believe in both. You've got to trust the Lord and in His Word, and the very Word that is telling us about the creation is the same Word that we find as we look over into the book of John, and He tells us that you must be born again, on to Romans, and whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. The same scripture tells us of the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. The same books tell us of the of heaven and of hell. All this is in one book, the Bible. Now, I don't know where somebody decided that we can start to interpret one part from the other. I take the Word of God literally. It's a joy to study the Word and to stay close to it. I ask you that you do the same if you want to have the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can have eternal life, so that you can walk each day, because from Genesis to Revelation, the same God has recorded this book for us. Don't start to pick and apart areas of the Word that you do or do not like. Let's take it completely, and let's look to the Word of God and the way of God. We're going to look now at the days, and we have read through these section of scriptures in Genesis chapter 1 and the first part of 2 several times, but now once finally we're going to get to looking at the literal days. And again, you know that I don't believe that there's a gap theory between verse 1 and verse 2, so let's just read through verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Day one. The earth, the material, the matter of the earth, itself was created. The very existence of it, you know, as a potter begins with a lump of clay, unformed material. Now the potter, being the Spirit of God, moved, and the work is underway. You'll notice once again that we do have, as we talked a few weeks ago concerning the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that the Lord Jesus is the one that's actively involved in the creation, and yet here we have the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And so we're beginning to bring together. God is speaking into existence the world, the earth that we're going to dwell on, that He's going to put man on, a man that is made in His image. Think about that. Now we have the earth, this material, this matter, and it's created. And again, the best example I can give you is as a potter begins with a lump of clay. And so now we have the work underway. And in the third verse there, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. There was light before the sun. Was there light before the sun? And I will say yes. That doesn't come till the fourth day, the scripture tells us. Let's look at in the scripture to Revelation chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. Revelation chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. Go all the way to the other end of your Bible, to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. Revelation 21, 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. the light of the Lord Jesus. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Now we have in the scripture verses here, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness, and God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning of the first day. Let's look at some other verses of Scripture here concerning the Lord Jesus. John chapter 8. Let's look once again, Revelation 22:16, while we're right here. Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Look at the Lord Jesus. Now let's go back to John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John in the New Testament. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended him not. You see the light of the Lord Jesus as he came upon this earth. They did not recognize him, did not acknowledge him. John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You see, as we look at the creation of the world, there isn't just one light, the sun, and then the moon as it reflects the light of the sun. Let's read once again. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God began to speak into existence the earth. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Not necessarily the sun. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And so we have darkness and we have light, and we have the division of the two. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. God is showing us the earth upon which he places man in the center of God's creation, in the center of his creation. The second day, as we look at the sixth verse, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. All right, let's take a look at day two. Day one, we have the light, and we have the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now these very waters is what we're speaking of here, and God made the divided the let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And so we're beginning to watch this, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work of God as he speaks into existence what we have and know today. And once again now, the second day, the dividing of the waters, the firmament to expand or to stretch is what that is referring to there, in that God let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And so he took the waters and stretched them, and they were divided. The waters on the earth were gathered together in another few verses here and made into seas. But the water above is a vapor, and it just blankets the earth, much like a tropical environment like we have at the equator. This wonderful work continues as God started with as a potter would a lump of clay. Then he brings light into this, what we know as our world, and then he takes the water and he divides the water. Again, let's just read. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water. God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. God called the firmament heaven. He took the water and stretched it out to where it's just a vapor, just a blanket around the earth. And again, prior to the flood, it was much different than we have today. And so, step by step, we're watching God speak into existence one day after another. We've been through day one. Now we've had day two as he begins to divide the waters, and he has placed what is called heaven here. And we're going to get a little more into that a little bit later, but right now we're just going down through the days. Day three, we have at the ninth verse, and so we come to verse 8, the evening and the morning was the second day, a literal day. God called the firmament heaven. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathered together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good in the evening and the morning of the third day. Okay, so we begin now. We have the heaven, but then under the heaven, the scripture tells us here, under the heaven, and that's in the ninth verse, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. Won't just totally cover this lump of clay as God has brought it into existence. Now the waters are beginning to subside and go in to certain areas, and it's called seas, he tells us here in these verses of scripture. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Look at what's taking place here. God saw that it was good. And God said then, not only do we have the dividing then of the land and the waters, and we have earth and sea, but also it continues and speaks of the grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is itself upon the earth. And it was so. God saw that it was good. And you'll notice it says grass, not seed. It says fruit trees. He didn't plant and wait then for how many years for that tree to grow. A tree was created. Grass was spoken into existence. We didn't start, and that's the reason that within six literal days that we can have animals and life here, because we have fruit and we have grass. We have everything that's needed to take care of what God is creating. And so it's so much simpler to look. Oh, you can say, now, Larry, I don't quite understand what you mean by the first day and the second day, and now we're into the third day. God hasn't spent much time in showing us. He speaks it into existence. We have it. It is here. And so for you and I to know and to enjoy it, it is wonderful. But please, just follow after and come by faith. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we said, is speaking this into existence right now. We have the wonderful look at our salvation through the Lord Jesus. You are a sinner. You're lost. You need to be saved. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. As you need to believe this, also you need to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. please, that you come today by faith. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. You're a sinner. You're lost. You need salvation. Please come by faith today and trust in Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?